At Astro Awani, we have free content for you. These content bring you all the news that matter. But every now and then, we have premium content that specifically caters towards you, the discerning consumer. We have content that goes beyond the news and go in-depth at some of the subjects that matter. In this episode, we interview KUAP CEO Datuk Wan Kamaruzaman on the future of that industry.
We were looking to increase that, but generally there is other restrictions. I think due to policy issues, it's not easy to get approvals, to get chunky amounts out to invest in overseas markets. And that is why we have not really been in the market to buy more overseas properties in particular. Mm-hmm. At the moment, it remains about 12.5%, you know, and that number has not been going up for the last 2 years actually. So the number has been about stagnant. We wish we'd have invested abroad, and because overseas investment in general has generated a returns of closer towards 10%, 9.58% since 2010. The tough questions after the big run up already in all the global markets in particular. But generally, we still think that Europe is one area that I think there is a lot of positive sentiment at this point of time.
Despite the uncertainties surrounding
yes,
Brexit?
Yes, despite the uncertainty. I'm talking about Europe, not UK in particular. UK, the uncertainty about Brexit could pull the economy down a little bit. But I think the beneficiary will be in Europe. And then obviously, Asia-Pac is still the place for us. We are closer towards Asia-Pac and we like the Asia-Pac market. So generally, these are the markets that still we are looking at. But like I said, you need to dig deep into our research capability to find the gems in all these markets. This year, obviously, it is about a stock selection year, and it's about strategizing ourselves. Yes, I think we did hit our budget. We did that, but it did not over exceed that by significant. One is actually we did not want to put a lot of stress on our portfolio. The last 3 years of negative performance, the portfolio was quite stressful, meaning to say that even though we did achieve our ROI performance, the overall portfolio was generally in negative territory. So this year is the first time it turns positive. So we don't want to take too much profit from our portfolio because it could result in us selling the good ones and leaving all the bad ones behind, and the portfolio still underwater and we don't want to stress the portfolio. So that is why we're quite satisfied with the performance of about 5.5% actually. So we are managing that,
That was our conversation with Datuk Wan Kamaruzaman, the KUAP CEO. If you want to have access to full information and full interview, just head on to awanireview.com and you have to subscribe as a customer there. We bring you only the best content that is made available only on Awani Review and only on Astro Awani. So see you on awanireview.com.